USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I don't know. I find it hard to believe it was intentional, if you want to know the truth. I think that it could have been somebody who was loose and stupid that did it.
President Trump speaking at the White House regarding Iran shooting down a drone. The president continues.
We'll be able to report back, and you'll understand exactly what happened. But it was a very foolish move.
The president did meet with congressional leaders at the White House Thursday afternoon for a classified briefing on the incident. Former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore is making another run for the U.S. Senate.
Intrusion into our lives, taking away our vital liberty, our rights, the right of a child to be born. These are rights given by God, not by man. They can't be taken away. So I'm in the race.
Moore ran for the same seat in 2017 and was defeated by Democrat Doug Jones. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Supreme Court ruled in a 7-2 decision that a 40-foot-tall cross-shaped war memorial standing on public land in Maryland does not represent a permissible government endorsement of religion. Challengers had argued that the cross violated the Constitution's so-called Establishment Clause, which prohibits government from establishing an official religion and bars governmental actions favoring one religion over another. The FBI is reportedly analyzing alcohol samples from at least one minibar at one of the resorts in the Dominican Republic to see if the hotel booze is in fact to blame for the country's recent string of tourist deaths. Former D.C. homicide detective and Fox News contributor Ted Williams says what he'd be doing if he were in charge of this investigation.
If I were in the Dominican Republic and I was conducting an investigation, I would bring in independent forensic pathologists to conduct autopsies to try to determine what these various individuals died of.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Mexico becomes the first country to ratify the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement that was negotiated between 2017 and last year. President Trump was on Hannity for an exclusive interview where he talked about the deal.
A very, very big deal. And it means hundreds of billions of dollars to our country and thousands of jobs. And it replaces NAFTA, one of the worst trade deals ever made.
Congress does still have to ratify the USMCA deal to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement. A self-help guru was convicted in New York of a sex trafficking case. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Keith Raniere was considered the head of a group that attracted heiresses and Hollywood actresses. Prosecutor Richard Donahue in Brooklyn says the women were turned into sex slaves.
His crimes and the crimes of his co-conspirators ruined marriages, careers, fortunes, and lives.
Barbara Bushy was Raniere's former girlfriend.
It's a new day to live unencumbered by the threat of what he might do next.
Raniere was found guilty on all counts. His attorney, Mark Agnifilo, plans to appeal, but hopes for a fair sentence.
Keith is comfortably in that class of defendants who should not one day die alone in prison.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.